Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why 7 Fatal Business Tips for Creative Entrepreneurs Kill Success. Now let's get started with today's show. You're talented, you're passionate, but your creative business is barely breaking even. Sound familiar? Today, I'll reveal the number one mistake that's keeping creative entrepreneurs broke. Here's what I see happening over and over again. Most creatives price based on what they can afford to pay, not what their work is actually worth. It's like going to a restaurant and expecting the chef to charge you based on your grocery budget instead of the value of a professionally prepared meal. You end up competing on price instead of value, which creates this devastating race to the bottom that absolutely kills your profit margins. But here's what's really happening beneath the surface. You're treating your passion like a weekend hobby, not a legitimate business. There are no clear boundaries between your creative time and actual business operations. You're missing the basic business fundamentals that every successful venture needs: proper contracts, upfront deposits, and most importantly, profit tracking. Let me share a real example that illustrates this perfectly. I worked with Sarah, a graphic designer who was charging $25 an hour and grinding through 60-hour weeks just to pay her bills. She felt trapped in this cycle of undervaluing her expertise. We applied some fundamental business principles. She raised her rates to $75 an hour and started requiring 50% deposits upfront. The result? She now works 30 hours a week, making double her previous income. The key insight here is that she repositioned herself as a business investment, not just another expense on her clients' budgets. So what can you do right now to break this cycle? Start by tracking your actual costs, and I mean everything: materials, your time, overhead expenses, taxes. Then add a 30% profit margin on top of your break-even price. Create professional contracts and require upfront payments. This isn't being greedy, this is being sustainable. Here's your immediate action step. Tonight, sit down and calculate your true hourly rate, including all your costs. Tomorrow, raise your prices by at least 25%. Your creativity deserves profitable compensation, and your business deserves to thrive. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.